Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. Glad to have you with me again today. And I'd love to hear from you. If you want to send me an email, go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. And there you'll see a picture of myself and my wife, Susan, who is also a writer and scholar. And you'll see on my picture, you'll see my email, you'll see Sue's email on her picture. You're welcome to be in touch with us. If we can be a blessing to you in any way, pray with you about anything, feel free to send us an email. And I want to encourage you right up front to check out our website, eddiehyatt.com. There's a bookstore there, and there's a lot of books that we have written that in different areas that will be a great blessing to you. These books are also available on Amazon. And I want to mention my two latest books, Discovering the Real Jesus. What a powerful book it is. If you have any friends or family members who are not believers and who think that they are agnostics or atheists, they need a copy of this book. Or, you know, this book is good for anybody to strengthen their faith. I was just preaching in a church in Northeast Texas about a month ago, and I did not take any books with me, and I didn't promote any of my books. But at the end of the service, the pastor said to the congregation that he had been reading this book, Discovering the Real Jesus. And he said, if you read any book this year, you need to read this book. Wow. Also, I want to mention my latest book, just published less than a month ago, Who Says Women Can't Pastor? So it offers a biblical basis, a solid biblical basis for women in leadership, including pastoral leadership. It gives an answer to what some people call the difficult questions, like Paul saying, let your women be silent in the churches, and I suffer not a woman to teach or have authority over men. You will be amazed at the insight that I offer by looking at the original Greek language and the historical setting in which those things were written. Powerful stuff. So anyway, Who Says Women Can't Pastor? Discovering the Real Jesus, available on Amazon and our website at eddiehyatt.com. It'll be a great blessing to you. Hey, we're continuing talking about our subject of being an overcomer in a crazy upside-down world. There is so much confusion in the world today, and the world is topsy-turvy. People thinking and children being told that if they don't like being a boy, they can transition and be a girl. And a girl, you don't like being a girl, you can transition and be a boy. You can choose your own gender. And we're being told, supposed to be smart people, people who have PhDs, and they would say that women can have babies and a woman can be a father. And it reminds me of what Paul said in Romans 1. He said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And that is what is happening in our world today, because our educational systems have thumbed their nose at God and said, no, we don't want the Bible. We don't want we will decide what is truth. It's actually the lie that the serpent told Adam and Eve. When Eve told the serpent what God had said, that they were not to eat of a certain fruit or they would die, and he says, you will not surely die. In other words, God's not telling you the truth. You don't have to believe what God said, because God knows that when you eat that fruit, you'll be like him, knowing good and evil. In other words, you don't have to have God to tell you what is good and evil. You can know for yourself. You can determine for yourself what is good and evil. That's exactly the lie that has been swallowed in our world and our present by this generation. And this is why we need to stand for truth. It's creating all kinds of chaos and confusion. There's so much depression and anxiety. Mind drugs are a multi-billion dollar business. Suicide rates are up. And so God needs and the world needs for you and I to stand up stand for truth and be overcomers in this crazy upside down world. The word overcome is used especially by John in the New Testament. And it's the Greek word nikon. It means to conquer, to prevail, to be victorious. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, God has called you and he's given you, he's equipped you to overcome, to be victorious and to prevail. Isn't that good news? Yes, it is. Now, yesterday we were talking about a scripture, 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Yes, this world is in a mess. And it seems that too much of the world has gotten into the church. See, the church is supposed to be a light shining in the darkness, but too much of the darkness has gotten into the church and dimmed the light of the church, of God's people. So it's time for us to arise and shine, as it says in Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. This is what we're seeing today is gross, extreme moral and spiritual darkness. But what were God's instructions for his people at a time of gross moral and spiritual darkness? He says, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Ah, God wants me to encourage you today to let your light shine. This world needs your light. This world needs the truth that you know and that you have. Those of you who've put your faith in Jesus and committed your way to him and you're spending time in his word every day, getting to know him and getting to understand his truth. Yeah, it's time to arise. Church, people of God, it's time to arise and let your light shine. This is Eddie Hyatt. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. But yes, it's in the time of darkness. We need to let our light shine. Let me close with a scripture. There's a scripture in Philippians. Let me just go ahead and read it. It just came to my mind, so I should read it in closing. And it was the words of Paul to the Christians in Philippi, which was a very wicked pagan city. It's a city where Paul and Silas were publicly beaten and jailed for preaching the gospel, actually for casting a fortune-telling spirit out of a young woman. And in I probably should read beginning at verse 12. So listen to this, and I'll close with this. Philippians 2, beginning at verse 12, he says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. Yes, God is working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse means perverted generation. Does that not describe this generation, a crooked and perverted generation? But listen what he says about this. He says, among whom you shine as lights in the world. That is my desire in sharing this series on overcoming, being an overcomer in an upside down world. Being an overcomer in a dark and crooked and upside down world. And Paul says, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Lord, thank you for making that a reality in every person and listening to this podcast. In Jesus' name, I'm Eddie Hyatt. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.